Falcon fans, we back on the block. You see, we got OG. We got CT. Big Eli right here. He don't say much. He laugh. He chill, but we got some special guests today. We are bringing in the special guys. The special lists with the S on it. Specialists. Come on in here now. We missing one. He not coming.
What could we do without
He's
you guys?
He's got a meeting. We'll cover him. We got him for you.
He has a meeting, right? Go. All right. How you guys doing?
There we go. Good to see you.
Good to have you guys on the block.
We ain't going to take too much of your time. We just want to bring you on for a few minutes. Good to see you. What's up, man?
Good, man. How are you?
How you doing, man? Good to see you. Good to see you.
What's going on?
So, man, y'all doing all right?
You know.
I know. Yeah. We know. But, hey. What's up, Willie Mo?
What's up, man?
Holler at the people one time.
D-Block.
But anyway, you know.
D-block.
As you can see, man, we're just chilling. We kind of, the numbers are down on the block, but we still holding strong.
Holding strong. Guys have some stuff to do today, kind of like your guy. I guess guys out getting turkeys, huh?
Got work to do.
We've been hearing some things. And, you know, I follow your wife on Instagram.
Right.
So I see some pictures that you, I mean, y'all don't know if you know she puts them up. But, you know, here goes one now.
Wow.
Let me show the people at home.
Looking for granite, huh? Granite shopping.
He looks happy to be shopping. Can we talk about this outing?
That's the look. Renee told me how much that cost per square
foot. How much was it per square foot?
I bet.
A bunch.
That looks exotic, too.
That was above our...
Shout out to Wifey.
Shout out to Wifey for always having a budget. That's
yes,
good.
Yes,
it's good to have a budget.
Yes. Now, I see you looking like that. Then I see this. I see another picture. I'm going to let the guy see for
him. Oh, wow.
Now, we see, this was around Halloween, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this a little bit. Now, what is your name? What's going on?
Well, in our house... Halloween, my wife, she gets really into it, and I just kind of go along with it. So she went all out on Bane's costume.
Don't blame it on your wife.
You blame it on the wife.
Okay, so I see, it looks like you're in the. So this is the granite you decided to go with, though.
No.
It's already at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's granite for our house on the beach.
Oh, okay. Woo! Okay.
House on the beach.
Our retirement home.
How long you been in the league?
Tell people
how long you been in the league.
This is year number 12 for me.
Wow. Year number 12. Oh, yeah. Longevity. That's what it's all about. That's what the wise man told me.
Giants and Tampa and then here.
Okay.
So you know, I had a late start, though. When I graduated from Baylor, I graduated in 98.
Wow. So you've been in for a while. Did you play with LT in New York?
Oh, no. But I spent four
That's
years.
Why I'm glad we got OG on the block, though. Because OG bring a little bit more to it.
I'm just messing
with you. No, I spent 4 years working in a pawn shop before I even got a chance in the league.
Wow, okay.
So 02 was my first year, so I had to spend a little time getting ready for that phone call.
Perseverance.
A little bit.
Okay. So when you was working at the pawn shop, you was preparing for that call, right? Like you say, you was still on it?
Yeah. When I graduated, I gave myself 4 years. To try to make it. So during my lunch break, I would go to the local high school or local school when I would kick.
Hard work, dedication.
Just because.
So it paid off.
Always
hard
waiting.
Dedication.
Now you're buying granite that's $100 a square foot, huh?
Hard work.
What, I wish it was only $100.
More than that?
Come on now.
Jeez.
Well. Okay, we got you out the way, man. We're going to take the heat off of you a little bit, man.
Very nice.
We know that you're a tough guy, too, though. I know you had a big hit. It might have been a while back, but I think I remember Matt Bryant getting a big hit on kickoff.
Well, back in my younger days, whenever I was handling kickoffs, I made a few good hits. Before
linebacker roots.
Yeah.
I mean, he's short, kind of stout.
Yeah,
I can see that.
So
linebacker roots.
I can see that.
You know, going back 10 years or so.
You say something?
They used to have top five hits of the week.
Oh, you made that.
Jack up.
Yeah, so wow. I made number 5 1 week. So, yeah, I've been able to mix it.
The reason why we talk about toughness is because you guys can see. I know the people at home can't see right now, but I mean, we got some toughness going on in this locker room and these specialists. As you can see, he got to get the man down by any means necessary.
These are not your average everyday specialists, in other words.
I mean, most punters would be running to the sideline
no,
trying to get out of the way.
Now, this is my question. Did you get fined for this?
No, I didn't.
You didn't get you are lucky.
Week before the bye week.
Edit that out. Edit that out.
Hey, yeah, I had to wait for 2 weeks thinking I was going to get fined for that.
Is there a statute of limitations on
it? Yeah, it's over. No more. Man, no more. I'm good.
That's nice. So my question to you is, what goes through your mind, you know, when you're the last line of the defense? And you got to make that play. Are you worried about getting hurt or anything? Like, I know most kickers, man, they got to take care of the assets. And we don't ask you to go out there and tackle people now. We actually kick that ball.
You got to make a play. Keith always says, you know, there's 11 guys on the return team. Got to have 11 guys on the coverage team. Okay. Just got to make sure to go out there and make sure you get them on the ground.
Keith Armstrong, huh?
Well, I know my man here played in Tampa, right?
Yeah, I did it there for a little bit.
The series is tied at 20.
Wow. Oh, are we 20?
It's tied at 20, man. So that's a big game. We got to get the edge, man. We look forward to going out there, man. We're going to try to do our thing on defense, set y'all boys up.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to have some fun, man. We appreciate y'all coming on there. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be right if I didn't tell you guys to reach down there and get you a soda.
Grab your guys.
Reach in there and get you a soda when you leave.
Thanks.
Yes, that's really, hey, thank you guys for coming. But I'll tell you one more thing.
We got another surprise.
Forget. We got a surprise. We like to bless the people that come on our show. As you can see, I don't know if you play video games, but the youngins.
I've got 7 kids, so I figured.
Oh, sure. And we can put this Halo 4 to use in the Bryant household.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we want to give that to you, awesome. Man. That's for you and the youngins. One
appreciate
for you,
it.
Man. And we know Josh Harris couldn't make it, but Josh, we care about you too, man. So we're just going to get this to you guys.
Now, then, you don't get it.
If you don't get it,
that's on them.
It's on tape.
Yeah.
Chase, it's on tape. Head bobs. That's all we need. I like it. It's on tape. We appreciate y'all coming through, man. No doubt, man. Deep block, man. Thanks. It's been a blessing.
Remember, I got 7 kids.
You need more? Yeah, you need some more?
Hello, boys and girls. How are you?
Today could be a wonderful day for many reasons. We might get mail from the postman. Or we might just get a song from Ace. Because I'm back.
Yeah, man, how you doing?